This podcast was produced in conjunction with the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University. Welcome back to the Clear Admit MBA Admissions Podcast. I'm your host, Graham Richmond, and today we're going to be exploring an increasingly popular format for management education, an offering known as the Flex MBA. Is it part-time, full-time, online, in-class? We're going to explore all those basic questions and much more. And we are very fortunate to have a special guest with us today, Shelley Heinrich, who's the Associate Dean, MBA Admissions and Director of Marketing from the Georgetown McDonough School of Business. So welcome, Shelley. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks so much for having me. It's always great to partner with Clear Admit.
So, you know, just to give our listeners, even though you're a regular guest on the show at this point, I know we've chatted before, but I wanted to give our listeners a little bit of background on you. So as I mentioned from your title, people probably figured out that you're leading the MBA admissions team in both kind of marketing and operations. And so, yeah, lots going on. And I guess you're both doing kind of full-time MBA and the Flex MBA program. But I wanted to also mention that you've been in this industry for a little while, and you also have earned an MBA. You have an executive MBA from Georgetown McDonough. You also have a master's in ed from UT Austin, and I guess you're from Texas, if I recall, because you did your bachelor's in Texas too at Texas Christian. So welcome to the show. A really rich background. How many years now have you been working at Georgetown?
I have been at Georgetown for 6 years. Been working in admissions since, I guess, for about 10 years now, but I've also had the opportunity to work at four different business schools in the latter part of my career as well.
Yeah, so perfect guest for the show. And I feel like, you know, I have a lot to learn. So I'm kind of excited to have this discussion because I used to work in full-time admissions, but had limited exposure to, you know, executive education or part-time education on the management side of things. So I'm just really curious to better understand this stuff. And I know that a lot of our listeners are too. You know, this is, there's always this big question of how do you pursue an MBA? Like, should it be something that you take a break from your job to do, or is it something you can do in conjunction with, you know, working? And I feel like, you know, particularly in times where the economy is going well, there's a real temptation to kind of, you know, get the MBA without having to give up your job because people are, you know, doing well at work. So I guess the first question I have for you is around this sort of, what are the differences? So I think most people know that you can go and get an MBA in a kind of full-time, two-year type setting, or in some cases, 1 year, like in Europe. And they know that there are other ways that you can earn an MBA, like part-time. But I feel like the part-time offerings, there's sort of a lot out there. You have kind of what I guess are called evening and weekend programs. You have online programs. You have hybrid or maybe flex, you know, programs. And, you know, there's also kind of different stages at of one's career. So there's like executive level, you know, management education or MBAs. And then there's also more kind of early to mid-career stuff. So do you want to just give us a kind of rough lay of the land in terms of like, what are these part-time offerings and how do they work? I mean, how long do they take to complete, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, great. And you know, and there's so many different variations, as you mentioned. You know, each university that offers a working professional's MBA does it maybe a little bit differently. So I think it's important to look at the differences very briefly between the full-time, the flex, and the executive, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into the flex MBA. So a full-time MBA is meant for people who are not working full-time. They are doing classes full-time, and their goal is to really focus on getting an internship, you know, during the summer between year one and year two, and then their full-time job offer after they graduate. The average years of post-MBA work experience for the full-time population is typically 4 to 6 years. And this is, you know, kind of the front end of the spectrum. And then the executive MBA is kind of the opposite end, where the average post years of work experience is 13 to 15 years. Students are expected to be working full time in executive level positions. And they also don't have as many options of electives to choose from. So then between the full-time and the executive MBA are working professionals MBAs, and they're called a lot of different names at different universities, whether it's part-time, you know, flex, evening, weekend, as Graham mentioned. Ours at Georgetown is called the Flex MBA. And it is geared towards working professionals. You have to have a job to be doing the program. And also like the full-time MBA, it's 4 to 6 years of post-MBA full-time work experience. The interesting thing is we follow the same exact curriculum as the full-time MBA. So you're getting the same rigor. It's not a watered-down version. And you also get full access to the Career Center as well, which isn't necessarily the case in all part-time MBAs, but it is at Georgetown. And so if you want to leverage getting the Flex MBA to change jobs, you certainly can. You can participate in on-campus recruiting. You can meet with the Career Center. You can go to the employer events. The only thing you really can't do in the Flex MBA is an internship. But in reality, your employer is probably not going to let you out of work for 3 months to do an internship. So other than that, it follows the program of a full-time MBA. Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, so it sounds like the work experience, the kind of post-collegiate work experience is, you know, very similar, 4 to 6 years or so. Tell me a little bit more about this term flex. I mean, you said, you know, sometimes schools call them professional, working professional MBAs or evening weekend, whatever they are. But what's the term flex meant to refer to? Is it, I just kind of curious about, is it a mix of like online and in person, or is it just flex because they can sort of structure the coursework as they see fit? And I'm also curious to know, like, how long does it take someone on average to do one of these programs?
Yeah, definitely. So we used to have a program called the Evening MBA, and we had it for 10 years. It was a great program. But then as the needs of the students changed, and as work life gets more flexible in general, more people are working from home, working remote, traveling, their desires for doing a schoolwork in a more flexible format is changing as well. And so we evolved our Evening MBA into the Flex MBA about a year and a half ago so that we retain the great things about our program, which are the cohort format. That network at Georgetown is huge. It is one of the strongest return on investments that you'll get in doing our program. But we also then added elements of flexibility such that you have to, you know, complete the degree in anywhere from 28 months to 5 years. So if you need to stretch it out to 5 years from a budgetary perspective, or perhaps you have a very demanding personal and professional life and can only take a couple of classes at a time, you have that ability to stretch it out. Or if you're someone that wants to get in, you know, finish the MBA, work really hard so that you can use it to pivot to your next job goals, you can do that as well. So the duration is flexible, but also the class delivery format is flexible as well. So in order to maintain the core cohort format, your core classes are taken in a structured, you know, Monday, Wednesday format or Tuesday, Thursday format over the first kind of year. But once you get to your electives, you can choose to take electives on Saturday. You can choose to take them in the evening during the week. You can take what we call hybrid electives, which are electives that are half on campus, half virtual. It's perfect for consultants, like people that travel for work. They're able to, you know, take a class on a Monday, hop on a plane, go to a client, do the other part of the class virtual, and still make it work. And then we've also added more of our signature ILEs, intensive learning experiences. These are classes where you can get an entire elective completed in either 1 week, taking it from 9 to 5 during the day. So yes, you'd have to take off from work if you want to do that. Or you can, over the course of 2 weeks, take it in the evening for 2 weeks and get an entire elective knocked out if you want to, you know, maintain working. So the flexible part also is in how you take the classes. And it really works well for people, you know, especially if you're a parent and you need that flexibility with your children and parenting duties. If you're a military service member and you're going to have to relocate after a couple of years, you're able to speed it up and do it quicker. So a lot of different elements that have made our program more flexible.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like flex means a lot of things. And that's interesting to hear that there's so many different ways to kind of do it. Just a quick question as a sidebar, to what extent, like, are flex students ever in class, like at the elective level, maybe with like full-time students or executive students, or are those like worlds completely separate?
That's a great question. So when you get to the elective portion, there is cross-registering. And so if a full-time student wanted to take an evening elective or Saturday elective, you know, the first priority goes to flex students, but then if there are seats available, full-time can register and vice versa. If for whatever reason you have a job that's very flexible and allows you to take a daytime elective, you know, you can do that as well. I think the benefit of having there be cross-registration is, you know, the expansion of your network, frankly, and the fact that full-time students are coming from 40 countries and a lot of different industries. And then our flex students, you know, being in Washington, D.C., are working for some of the world's largest organizations. And to be able to network and create a community with them is also great.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Interesting. So I get the general mechanics and the delivery approach for this flex MBA. I was kind of curious to better understand the cohort and like how does group work happen, you know, in terms of, you know, I mean, people are, there's a lot of flexibility, right? So then how do people come together and complete a project or something if, you know, if, yeah, is that, is there like some ground rules for that or is it sort of, you know, very much tied to the core curriculum? And then, yeah, just curious to hear like, how do people get together and do group work?
That's great. You know, I'll kind of give examples of my own experience doing the executive MBA. You know, I had a four-year-old at the time. You know, obviously in this admissions role, we travel throughout the world. We work odd hours. And so did the rest of my team members, right? We're all working professionals. And so when you have to do group work, you sit down with your five other teammates and you work out a schedule, right? So for me, it was always my preference to say, hey, could we do our Zoom calls either over lunch break? We could all Zoom in virtually while we're eating at our desk and knock out our assignment. Or, you know, I said, look, can we meet after 8 or 8:30 p.m.? Because I want to be able to put my son to bed, you know, be a mom, go home from work, right. Be a mom for a few hours and then put my son to bed and then I'll hop on a call. And so people were amenable to that. I also remember one time I was traveling to Asia for work and I called my team members, you know, at 7 a.m., Asia time, it was China at the time, and they were, you know, it was, I think 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. Here Eastern time, and so we were able to do our group work like that. So the great thing is we're all in the same boat, and you just figure out a way to work with your team that works best for you.
Right. So no different than scheduling meetings at the office these days with people, you know, all being kind of located across the globe or working from home, et cetera. So yeah, I guess technology has helped a lot in this domain.
Yeah.
What about, I think one thing that I know our listeners are curious about is when you think about a full-time MBA versus a part-time or a flex MBA, there's always this debate and discussion around the provision of career services. So, and you mentioned earlier that in your case with the flex, it sounds like there's no difference. But I'm just curious to understand, like, what does that mean? Like, so for example, do you have a sense of what percentage of the flex MBA crowd are, you know, very happily employed and just working for a promotion or, you know, just kind of staying with their current employer, and what percentage are kind of coming to campus, doing on-campus recruiting, you know, trying to just do a pivot, et cetera?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And it's a mix. I'm going to speak from the Georgetown perspective because there definitely have been other schools that I've worked at where the part-time students don't get access to the Career Center. And so for listeners out there, that's a really important question to ask if it is important to you that you have career services. So here, you as a flex student, you are allowed to meet with the Career Center as much as you want during your, you know, 2 to 5 years. If you're looking to switch jobs during the program, they will give you advice on your resume, on interviewing, on negotiating salary, etc. You know, you can also attend all of the employer events. So when employers come to recruit on campus, you can go to their info sessions or tabling or coffee chats. The only thing that you have to kind of plan for is that if you want to do on-campus recruiting, which means employers that have dropped their job applications and are accepting resumes, they are here to hire MBA graduates. So you can only go through the formalized on-campus recruitment process in your final year of the flex program, right? Because they want to hire you when you have your degree in hand. And so, you're eligible to do it, but you have to wait. So so it's really not a restriction, but you just have to wait till your final year of graduation.
Right.
Which makes sense, right? So.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. I think, you know, obviously no one would recruit a full-time MBA graduate until the second year of the degree too. So that seems fair. Yeah, and I guess that is a really good point that you raise about checking. You know, so if you're a candidate looking at a bunch of different part-time programs, definitely look and see whether you have access to career services if that's important to you. So if you're thinking of a part-time MBA as a way to pivot out of your job, then you've got to have access to career services. And I have heard, I'm not going to name schools because honestly, it's not on the top of my head. I don't know which ones, but I've heard this argument where some of the part-timers feel like they're second-class citizens because they don't have the same access. But it doesn't sound like that's at all the case here, which is great to hear. But I've absolutely, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking about part-time and it's important to have career services access, look into it because this is not a given. I don't know what percentage have it, what don't, but I feel like, you know, you guys here at Georgetown are a little bit ahead of the curve on this. So, I guess this is a great kind of follow-on question that relates to this, which is, you know, how hard is it to pull off a career switch via a flex program? And like, how do people go about doing that? Because I know that in your program, you must have people who, as I said earlier, are really happy with their job. They might even be sponsored, you know, by their company or something. But then you probably have this other group of the class who are thinking, you know, this is my ticket to something bigger and better that's not at my current employer. But how do those candidates need to sort of plan for success in a flex MBA?
Yeah, that's a great question in terms of career switching. So, you know, obviously we know that 86% of our incoming full-time students are career switchers, whether it be function or industry. And career switching is still possible in a part-time program. You just have to put more time effort into it, meaning you're going to have to work closely with the career center to say, okay, I'm moving from, you know, marketing to finance, or, you know, from, frankly, like accounting to finance. What do I need to do? And oftentimes it's going to mean you need to get involved in the student club. You need to make sure that you are attending the various events and career fairs focused on that industry that you want to go into, which means, you know, you may have to, take off a little early on a couple of days in the fall, or take off on one of the Fridays that are our career days, focused on the career you want to switch into. You know, you're going to have to do a little bit more networking. So you're going to just have to put more time effort into it if you want to do a drastic career switch. I have countless examples of students that have done the career switch, but it's not going to be one of those things where you can just like literally kind of come from work to class and go home and then just expect a magic career switch to happen. You're going to have to put effort into that, into accessing our career center and all the amazing opportunities that we have that will help to get you there.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think, you know, it sounds to me like the best thing you could do going in is know like what it is that you're trying to achieve. So if you are an accountant and you want to work in investment banking or move into finance of some other flavor, knowing that is probably a big advantage, rather than, you know, I think there's some full-time MBA students who have a very loose plan and are kind of like, well, I'll navigate my way through and sort of figure it out. But it sounds like if you're flex, you're better off having a plan if you do want to switch, you know, knowing what that switch is going to be. And I'm going to jump around here and ask you a question that I thought we wouldn't get to until later, but I wanted to know, you mentioned student clubs, like if you want to get into investment banking or something, you might join the banking club or the finance club. Do flex MBA or part-time MBA students typically have access to, is it their own set of clubs or is it the same clubs that, you know, the kind of full-time program is running? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, definitely. And again, at Georgetown, they do have access to the clubs. And so typically each club has, even on their board position, a flex representative on the board. And then clubs try to host their meetings, like their club meetings, either over the lunch hour where people can zoom in, or they try to host them kind of at like the 5 or 5:30 timeframe so that you can either come after work and, you know, call in at the end of the work hour, or perhaps it's before your evening class that you would take.
Right.
And then also there's a Flex Student Government Association as well. That's the overarching, governing body of the Flex students.
Okay. So, and in your experience, is that commonplace in the sense of, like you mentioned, you know, I know you've worked at some other business schools, like do business schools typically afford access to the kind of clubs and things for their part-time students, or do those students have to make their own clubs, or is it a mixed bag?
You know, it's varied. It's varied between schools, but it, you know, we made a really intentional effort a long time ago when we launched our part-time program to make it as close of a community as possible. I mean, you'll see flex students going on our international treks. You know, flex students also do the required global business consulting experience. So just like our full-time students, all flex students will consult for an international client. They'll work on a project for 6 to 8 weeks and they'll go abroad for a week and present to their client. They participate in case competitions. So, I mean, they have access to do it all. And so as a flex student, you just have to prioritize over the course of your two, three, 4 years, maybe what you want to focus on each year, because you're not going to be able to do it all, right? You still are balancing right. A full-time job, but you have access to do it all if you want.
Got it. I mean, one thing that's kind of interesting that you just made me think of is the fact that, you know, the full-time MBA students kind of come and go, right? I mean, it's kind of a 2-year process and they're in and out and they're maybe in leadership positions in their second year when it comes to student clubs. What's interesting is if you're taking 3 or 4 years to kind of complete a flex degree, you might actually, you know, be a really valued person to be a member of a club because there's that, you know, kind of knowledge that can be passed along and you can see a longer kind of trend in what's happening in the club and stuff. So it sounds like an interesting idea to have the flex students involved, and it sounds like it's really working for you guys. I wanted to ask some questions about, you know, the reason people do flex or part-time is because they, you know, they're working, they have other things to juggle. And sometimes, as you said, that could be travel, you know, and it could be like having, you mentioned when you did your executive degree, you were married and, you know, had a young child. So I guess, how does one do it all? Like, are there, I mean, do you guys sort of sit down with the flex crowd before they get started and explain, like, here's what they're going to need, you know, in terms of support from their employer or their, you know, their family, or, you know, how they're going to juggle travel and if they can't make a class, or like, how does all that work?
Yeah. So, you know, the professors understand that these are working professionals. And so, you know, typically if you miss one class of a certain class, like if you miss one of the, let's say, 6 classes, you're typically fine, right? You can meet with your cohort reps to get information that you missed. A lot of times professors allow you to even to zoom in virtually to the class. But they understand, like, we are all adults and you will make up the work that you need to. In terms of juggling it all, honestly, you just get a lot more efficient with your time, and you determine what's a priority. So, I mean, to get very, you know, real life, I, over the course of a couple of years, you know, even though I love to cook, I love making elaborate meals, over the course of those 2 years, I was like, look, we're going to do a lot more quick meals. So I didn't get to enjoy cooking as much as I wanted to. You know, laundry wasn't quite done as quickly as it had been because for me, I wanted to be able to have family time on the weekend. So it was more important for me to set aside time to focus on family on like a Saturday and going to events and birthday parties versus, you know, doing some of those house chores. Also, right. You know, I think let's take lunch breaks, for example. I mean, if some of my colleagues were going to, you know, go out for lunch or, you know, maybe take a leisurely lunch, I had my door shut in my office reading case studies while I was eating during my work break. Right. Or I would get to work, you know, 30 minutes early and power through a study review session for 30 minutes. So you start to look at your time in terms of like every minute counts and how can I economize it. Also, another tip, I mean, if there were any type of presentations we had to listen to or podcasts, I listened to them on the way to work, right? Like put them on my headphones or Bluetooth in my car and studied that way. So you get very creative pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I feel like I've seen, I don't know if it's your application or in other schools, but I've seen applications where they kind of literally have a question where they're kind of saying, hey, you know, have you talked with your spouse or your employer and kind of put things in place to make this possible? Like, are you aware of the fact that, you know, you might have to use your lunch breaks to study, or that you might need help from a spouse or, a roommate or whatever when it comes to some of the regular stuff happening around the house? Because I think that is, it's really, you got to go in with your eyes open. Having those kinds of conversations in advance are worthwhile. I find that most people who go off to do this kind of a degree have a lot of support from their family and friends and their employer. And, the idea being that those individuals all stand to benefit from the person completing the degree, right? So, presumably you bring a keener management sense to your job after you've done a degree and obviously maybe better income, et cetera. So, yeah, but it does sound like, is there a question like when you're interviewing flex candidates or when they're writing their essays, is there anything about this, like the sort of readiness and that aspect of it?
Yeah, we do request their recommendation to be from their current supervisor, because we want their supervisor bought into this experience, that this is an experience right. That's going to benefit them as an employer. And they need to recognize and be supportive of the fact that their employee is going to be going through this program. I would say in terms of, balance, it's really interesting. You also begin to prioritize, right? So if you think of it as like a three prongs, you have your professional life that you don't want to let slip. You have your personal life that you don't want to let slip, and you have then your Flex MBA. And every week for me was a different focus and priority. So maybe I was taking a class that I really wanted to get an A in because it was something that was important to me. Like, it was a content that I really wanted to get out of it. So maybe I focused on that class as a priority that week, and getting a good grade on the exam. Maybe the next week was a special, date night or family vacation, and I was willing to study a little less for an exam or a test, because for me that week was prioritized family. And then maybe the next week was a huge deadline at work. And so I had to kind of tell my family, all right, I'm going to have a couple of late nights, but it's just going to be for this week. And so every week you're juggling what's a priority. For me, even though, in undergrad and grad, I was always, straight A student, always wanted to get great grades. Going into the MBA, I thought, all right, I'm fine to get good grades because I also still want to excel at being a great mom and a great wife. And I still want to be able to meet my deadlines at work and not have that suffer. And so, I think as an adult, you really understand like what your true priorities are coming out of a program like this.
Yeah. And I wonder to what extent professors would say that because these are working professionals, they're kind of, everyone's an adult, so to say. I mean, obviously the full-time MBAs are adults too, but I feel like when you're still working and juggling all this and actually getting a chance to take what you've learned in class directly into the workplace, like in a very immediate fashion, I feel like there must be, I don't know, have you ever talked to faculty about this? Like, is there a difference? Do they feel like there's a certain, energy that comes from that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because you are working full time, so you can provide real-time, real-life contribution to the classroom conversations. And so, if the stock market is doing well or it's not doing well and you happen to work in a field, in finance, you're able to bring what happened that day into the classroom. So it's really a rich conversation. And I think professors enjoy that. And they appreciate kind of the learning from the students as well. So, and there's a difference from being in an MBA program versus being an undergrad. There's a different relationship you have with the professors because, you want to be there as an MBA. You're investing a lot. Not to say that undergrads don't want to be there, but you're at a different maturity point in your life. And so the classroom is different.
Yeah, that makes sense. One of the things, I think we've sort of touched on this, but, you had that really interesting example of this sort of the different prongs, personal life, professional life, and then obviously academic life when you're getting the Flex MBA. Any other tips that you have, like general advice for candidates when it comes to kind of balancing this stuff?
Yeah, realize that you're constantly balancing, but thousands of people have done it before you. You just begin to learn like what's important, what's a priority, and how to get efficient in studying and reading. you know, while still making a contribution. So it's a skill that you gain, and there's only good things that can come out of that time management skill that you will learn over 2 to 3 years. It will only benefit you further in life. Then, you know, a lot of people think, oh, am I going to lose my personal friends? You know, will I not get to spend as much time with them? But the flip side of that is you gain an entire new network of friends and people that are going to be your network for life. And so you won't lose your pre-MBA friends. Maybe you spend a little less time with them, but you're going to gain so many more new friends, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So along those lines, like, I presume that people who pursue a flex MBA, you know, that they, even though they're kind of in and out and it's not the kind of 2 year straight sort of experience, I presume, yeah, they're forging these friendships and getting together. I mean, you must see these individuals on the road when you travel for McDonough, you know, or even doing events like in DC. I presume they're getting together. There's kind of like alumni events and things. And I mean, are the cohorts kind of like keeping in touch and that kind of thing?
Yeah. So one of the things that we really wanted to keep with the Flex MBA was the cohort format. So you will go through your core classes with a cohort of 60 other students. You do develop those deep bonds, that are forged. You know, a lot of times bonds are formed when you're doing some like a difficult experience. So when you're trudging through the depths of a case study analysis or valuing stock for a finance class, you're going to be here late nights, like, you know, laughing and crying and drinking coffee and trying to figure this stuff out. And through that, you know, I say that with a little bit of jest. We don't have crying here, but, you know, like you're going to be going through this great experience and they become your friends. And it's been great, you know, even after I've graduated the last couple of years, you know, it's been wonderful to form bonds, frankly, with other professional women who are rock stars in their careers, to be able to call and say, hey, what's your advice on this topic? Or, you know, you work in, you know, as a senior VP of HR, like, what do you think about this? How should I handle this situation? And so they start to be kind of your peer mentors in a way, to give you kind of that third party advice. So it's been fantastic.
Great. Yeah. And I guess, I mean, it's also nice to have an active network of people who are working, right? So when you're doing a Flex MBA, all your classmates have jobs, they're working, you know, in interesting companies. And in theory, if you're trying to pivot or looking for connections at different firms, they're actively working in these companies, as opposed to, you know, a full-time MBA where people have left their company, right? And so they know people there, presumably, but they're not actively able to, like, invite you out to drinks with their colleagues or something, right? So if you're trying to get inroads somewhere, that must be a benefit, I would think.
Yes, definitely. I know even within my cohort, people that offered each other jobs or connected each other people with jobs, or frankly, like the vendors and suppliers, because you're going through like a 2 to 5 year job interview, right? Like they see how you perform in groups. They see how you contribute in class. They see how you present. They see your thinking. And they may think, wow, that person would be awesome for a role that I have, or I have a friend who's looking for a job and, you know, I've now been in class with you for 2 years and I think you'd be a rock star for my friend's job. So like you're going through this interview process, if whether you know it or not, in terms of showing what skills you can offer to people. So, you know, it's valuable.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So I feel like I've learned a ton about Flex MBA at Georgetown McDonough, and even a little bit in general, you know, like what these degrees are like. Obviously, it does sound like some of the features of Georgetown's program are somewhat special in the sense that, you know, access to career services, access to student clubs, an incredible amount of flexibility, so on and so forth. But still, just a lot of information here. Is there anything else, though, that you wanted to share about earning a Flex MBA or just about McDonough in general?
Yeah, I think, you know, people that are in, you know, the DC metro region, having the opportunity to, you know, do an MBA while still working for 2 to 3 years, you know, so they're still progressing in their career, but they're tagging along and getting the name and the brand and the experience of a top tier institution, you know, is a great opportunity. I think, you know, understanding if you are looking for that working professionals MBA, really digging deep into what the program and schools offer. You know, what's the difference between a part-time versus an executive? You know, there's some executive programs out there that are, you know, accepting people kind of in the 4 to 5 to 6 year work experience range. But the flip side is they don't provide them, since it's an executive program, they don't provide them access to the career center. You really need to understand, like, what do you want to get out of the program and what does that program allow and not allow? Because I think that's where there's a lot of variation among schools. I mean, full-time MBAs are pretty typical or pretty similar across schools in terms of what they offer. You know, executive programs are pretty typical across students in terms of what they offer, but that kind of middle area for working professionals is very different. And so just understand what you're getting into. Recognize that Georgetown has made a real true effort to make it as similar as possible to the full-time MBA. Frankly, even when you graduate, your degree says MBA. It doesn't even say Flex MBA. Like, right. Your degree doesn't, your even transcript doesn't say Flex MBA. So to employers, they won't necessarily know the difference. So, and then, you know, come visit us, come visit the community, get immersed in what we're offering here. We're doing some really phenomenal things at Georgetown under the leadership that we have now. And it's an exciting place to work, exciting place to be a student. And, you know, we look forward to you all getting to know us a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. If you have a chance, go visit. I always enjoy, Shelley, whenever I get a chance to come to campus and see you and the great building that you guys have for the business school. And obviously Georgetown itself is really beautiful. So thank you so much for all the insights and information that you've shared. And I'm sure that our listeners now know a lot more about Flex MBA and more about McDonough and what they can, what they can do with that type of a degree. So thank you so much for sharing all of your insights, and you're always welcome back. I know this is, your second time on the podcast, and really enjoy having you. So thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Graham. Always appreciate it.
All right. So stay tuned, everyone, for more episodes. And thanks once again to Shelley. We'll see you all really soon.